On the hour.
Great music and talk.
It's 1 o'clock.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 1st. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, what weather we're having this
day. It's horrible out there, isn't it? God, it's really, really horrible.
As Postman Pat might say. What weather are we having, Mrs. Goggins?
Would he say that?
Didn't he used to?
What, when he's playing the part of a pirate?
No, that's his Postman Pat voice. Go on, you do your Postman Pat voice.
I don't know what Postman Pat talks like. He don't talk like that. Wara, 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 do he?
What weather are we having, Mrs. Goggins?
Blimey.
And then who else was in it? Bella Lasagna? Oh, we'd be having very bad weather, Mr. Postman Pat. But it is a bit bloated because I was listening to Radio Kent as one was on the way.
Why were you doing that?
Well, I listened to Radio 2, but then Jeremy Vine, I call him Jeremy Wine, comes on. I started whining about things, so I turned him off, put on some classical, but it was too, you know, marchy.
Yeah,
it wasn't nice classical. And then, so I swung to Pat Marsh, who's lovely.
And so basically, you've listened to everything this morning.
I always do, but then you get, as you come down to the marsh, you lose them all, and you get French. You get people going, midi one dix.
Yeah, mange tout, and all that.
And Marsange.
Mon chive.
Mon singe.
No, my chive, my goat.
Oh, you've got a goat now.
I've got a goat. It's next to the songe.
Yeah, you used to have
I've got a goat and a monkey up a tree.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Very worrying.
Enough of that.
But it is very, very blowy. But they were saying on Radio Kent that the weather didn't mention the rain and all that. So we must have an inclement patch in Romney Marsh.
Know. Well, it rained all the way over here from Tenterton. That's for sure.
A little bit foggy.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Who might our guest be today?
Well, before we get around to that, I'd just like to say we'd love to hear from you, businesses of Southeast England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get a hold of us and to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And you can tweet me for a shout out. If you use the hashtag BBunker, that will be lovely and we will find you much easier. And also, I did tweet this earlier and we've had a couple of people respond, but not enough. Coming up in the next couple of weeks is the Kent Women in Business Awards. So if you're a businesswoman in Kent and you have been nominated for an award, why don't you tweet us and tell us and we'll give you a shout out on the Business Bunker Show. What do you reckon?
I think that's a great thing to do. Sorry, I was merrily...
You were miles away, weren't you?
Well, I was tweeting lovely Andrew Knott, who's... You
know, hello, Andrew. I've got a tweet from him earlier, actually. I'm going to read out later.
He said, have a great show.
Thank you, Andrew.
Say hello to him.
We have a good lineup of guests today. We're joined in the studio by the lovely Julie Anderson and the equally lovely Ryan Clark from RAP Office Contracts, the
Hello.
Fit Out and Design Specialist. Hello, guys.
You'll see them out on the Twitter. Their little photos have gone out.
Absolutely.
Already.
In the second half of the show, we're joined by a nutritionist from Edinburgh, I believe.
Edinburgh?
Is she Edinburgh?
She might be Glasgow.
Might be Glasgow. Yeah. Somewhere in Scotland.
It is listener Fiona Kirk, who is a very well-known nutritionist, author and a fat loss mentor.
Wow.
You can find her on fionakirk.com and also Twitter at fatbustforever. She's written, I've lost count, Paul, but I think 14 books.
14?
Yes.
Blimey.
All on different areas of fat loss, but she claims, and I'm pretty sure she's right, that she's found the one diet that is going to suit all of us.
Really? Yeah. Is she going to tell us about it?
I'm looking at you and me here.
Why are you looking at me?
You and me. Well, because, you know, I've known you a long time, mm-hmm. and you do very well with your diets.
I do.
But sometimes the word yo-yo comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, no,
it's
absolutely.
It's very hard to keep it up, isn't it? So, so to speak.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm back on a weight loss regime at the moment.
And my hat goes off to you.
Yeah, well, it don't fit me anymore. No, you're right. But, you know, the problem is, I mean, we're going to talk to Fiona about this later, but the issue is quite simply this, it's calories. And to lose weight, you don't consume any calories.
I would not agree with you on that.
I don't care.
See, this is where we need Fiona.
No, that's the science. That's what the science tells you.
Yeah.
You just don't eat the calories. And
but you also need to move.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and
but
a lot
you
of us are sitting at desks.
You won't lose weight by moving on its own. You just won't. You'd have to run 10 miles to burn off a bag of crisps.
Yeah.
And that ain't going to work. What you need to do is not eat a bag of crisps. That's what really works.
Yeah, but and you also need good fats.
And that's how I lose weight, is just by restricting my calories. But then the problem is, you eventually get, you know, you lose the weight, you feel much better, you get bored and you go and have a kebab. And you start the whole cycle all over again.
I have given you some tricks and tips a healthy kebab. You can have a kebab,
I know, but I don't do them in a kebab van by the toilets in Tenterton, I'm afraid. They only do normal kebabs.
I think Fiona will talk to you about forward planning.
Really?
So when you get that kebab craving, one in your pocket.
My signature dish at the moment is chili chicken casserole.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Which is gorgeous, and it's very low calorie.
And of course, chili is very good for burning fat.
Absolutely, and I put loads of chili in it because I love hot chili, right?
Yeah.
And I made a batch the other day, and it was enough for three portions. And I thought, I'll have one for tea. And then I'll put the other two in the fridge, and I'll have one tomorrow and one the day after.
I think we know what's coming, don't we, Julie?
Yeah. I ate a lot in one go.
Well, the words gannet come to mind.
Yeah.
Spring to mind. Maybe that was what the bird I saw last week. Do you remember I saw a
don't remember.
Bird?
What was she like?
I saw a Tweety bird on
the way in.
And I'm still waiting for people to identify. It had a very sharp beak.
It was a cormorant.
No, it wasn't a cormorant. I know that they've got bat wings, haven't they? Cormorants. They're always by the sea where I live.
Well, what do you think's over there?
Marsh.
Now the sea, you numbnuts.
Well, this was in. Who's our sponsor?
Today's show sponsor is Supply My Business.
I'm just trying to change the subject.
You are.
You've annoyed me now.
No, I know.
Young Martin.
Yes, Martin. Yes, yeah, Supply My Business. Do go along and register with the website.
Yes, it's
free.
May.
It's free to register up until the end of May, so do go and do that now. And basically, there's a forum. You can talk to lots of people. There's loads of things going on the Supply My Biz website. But basically, it's a place where you can make yourself available to do work, and you can also find people if you need work doing, and they can bid for it and stuff like that. So do check it out.
And, of course, they've got their amazing event, 14th of March.
On the 14th of March, they have an event at East Kent College at Discovery Park,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm the keynote speaker, and I'm really looking forward to that.
I might have an appointment when you're speaking, because I know most of your speeches.
Do you?
Yeah, this is the one where you leap on. I couldn't
possibly say.
It's the one where you leap on, then both your fingers come out.
No, no.
I've got a picture of you.
I haven't done that for years. Where have you been?
I might periscope you. I'm mostly avoiding your speeches.
Yeah,
The thing is, I get them for free here, you know, all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm ignoring you now. I've had a tweet, and I've had a tweet from the lovely Linda at Aluxi Consulting.
We were talking about her today.
We were indeed.
Hello,
we all
Linda.
Were. Yeah. And she says, Paul, can you let listeners know that Relate East Kent are seeking new board trustees for our not-for-profit charity based in Canterbury? We specifically need a family lawyer and a treasurer who is preferably a chartered accountant. Anyone that would be interested in those positions, that's as board members on a trust board of a charity that's a lawyer or an accountant, can you contact Linda? And you can get hold of Linda by emailing her at linda@aluxi.co.uk. And let me spell that for you. It's Linda, linda@aluxi, aluxi.co.uk. If you can't find that and you need to get hold of Linda, you can send it to us at Kempis Radio and we will gladly forward it on. And while I'm reading out difficult names, I'll read this as well. And I've asked everybody in the studio, and none of us know how to pronounce this, so I'm just going to go for it. I've had a tweet from Lou Batchelor, and that's spelled L-I-U, Batchelor, B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R. That's her Twitter handle, Lou Batchelor. And she says, Vanilla Web, We would love it if you could shout out at Sport Relief Fundraising Challenge. They're doing 100 sports in 100 days. 100 sports in 100 days.
That sounds a lot. You'd lose weight doing that, wouldn't you?
You certainly would.
If you had a banana as well.
Yeah, you certainly would. Now, they've given me a shortened link to find out more about it, and it goes to a YouTube channel. So that's not incredibly easy to read out on the radio, to be honest. So the easiest thing to do to find out about this challenge... They have given me a Just Giving site. So you can go to justgiving.com/Lou Batchelor. That's LUBATCHELOR. Justgiving.com, Lou Batchelor. Or you can follow Lou on the Twitter and find out more about Sport Relief, 100 sports in 100 days. Do check that out. Do give them some money.
And of course, the link will go up onto Kent Business Radio.
It will be on the community pages.
.co.uk.
It will indeed.
And so you can just click on that too.
Jane Ollis has tweeted.
Our morning, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
She was in last week.
Or afternoon, even.
She was in with her lovely daughter last week.
She was indeed, yeah. She says, hi, Paul. Could we have a shout out, please, for our event, By George? He said what in the budget? So I think this is an after-budget meeting. And you can find out about it by going to eventbrite.co.uk/e/By George. Or you can follow Jane on the Twitter and find that link. And I will put the link, as Jules said earlier, on the Kent Business Radio Show website. But you can follow Jane on the Twitter, Jane_Ollis, O-L-L-I-S. Or you can follow at Rift Accounting. And they've got an event, which I guess will be on March the 17th, or which is the day of the budget or the day after the budget.
Yeah, they stay up all night that night before.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I always love their sort of... what do we call it? Headlines.
Yeah.
Rift. They're clever.
Yeah, yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, they make me laugh.
The Barrister Broker's been on.
Very handsome.
Yeah, Mr. Russell. Mm. Mr. Russell Lawrence Burton. And Russell is saying, hi, Vanilla Web. Hi, Jules. The lovely Burton Lawrence and I, that's Laura, have stands at the Crowborough Business Expo. And would love a shout out, please. And I think the Crowborough Business Expo is today. In Crowborough, surprisingly. But you can find out about it by following Russell, and his Twitter handle is Barrister Broker. All one word, Barrister Broker. So do give that a follow. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can read a tweet if you want.
I will, okay. Is your business doing well?
Yep.
And are you proud of what you've achieved?
Yep.
Paul Andrews.
Yep.
Why not shout about it and try for a well-deserved award? You can share your success and get the recognition you deserve by entering the Kent Invictor Chamber 2016 Awards. This will give you the chance to show your clients, customers and competitors how successful you are. It'll give you invaluable promotion opportunities and powerful PR and marketing tool, as well as recognition throughout the county. It'll boost your staff morale and further recruitment, and you also get an engraved glass trophy. And the winners of the Chamber Awards 2016 will be announced at a gala dinner, which is held at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, which is a cracking little venue, isn't it, Paul Andrews?
It is indeed. It's fabulous.
Thursday, 17th of March, and it's in the precincts of the historic Canterbury Cathedral. You can apply now by going to www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. And if you do a little /, there you get onto their business support and you can register there. So that sounds very exciting. Mm. And then as Paul, my little tea boy over there, alluded to earlier, International Women's Day event. This is Wednesday the 9th of March. So it's at Chilston Park, Kent, Kent Sandway, Lenham in Maidstone. And the theme is gender parity. And they're asking, how does she do it? And they're going to be showcasing and celebrating female role models in Kent. So there'll be guest speakers. They've got Catherine Spencer, who's the former England rugby captain. And she, as you know, has succeeded in a male-dominating sport. And then Susanna Schofield, OBE. And then she's going to be talking, I think Susanna's going to be talking about balancing and running her own business, commercial innovation, and being a director of Royal Mail, family life, etc. And they've written in brackets, Mind the Gap.
That's her book.
Is it?
She's okay. Susanna is the director of Royal Mail. She also runs a business. She's a wife and mum. And she's an author. And her book is a best-selling book called Mind the Gap. And it's about, it's about work-life balance, basically.
I will have to do that, because I know that the book, I don't know how she does it, which came out years ago, and must be 15, 20 years, which was hilarious. So that's a good one to look out for, Mind the Gap. And then we've got Amanda Cottrell, who's the Kent Ambassador, also OBE. She's going to be talking about succeeding as a woman in business. It starts at 10 a.m., listener, and it closes at 2:30. So you've got lots going on. There's a panel, there's questions, which they're asking for in advance if you can. So that is International Women's Day, Wednesday the 9th of March, 10 to 2:30 at the Chilstone Park, Kent Sandway in Lenham Maidstone.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters.
Have we?
Yeah. They say organic is different. How we farm really does affect the quality of the food we eat. To find out, just choose our website and we'll also deliver. And you can follow them. That's Riverford_Kent. Riverford_Kent, the lovely Organic Sisters, Caroline and Liz. Do give them a follow.
And of course, they do also deliver to offices, fruit, veg and pantry.
Absolutely. I'm going to do one last tweet for the moment. Elsie Mose. I'm not sure what this is about. They've tempted me with a lovely photograph of the gorgeous Serenity Becker.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, so I completely forgot what the Twitter's about. I'm just looking at her lovely photograph.
I think it's her tucking into... She had a hot dog.
Yeah, she's got a hot dog and chips. And she's
slim as a rake.
Yeah, and it just said, you may know some of our diners. And there's a gorgeous picture of Serenity Becker. And then there's some other bird in the background.
Is there?
Yeah.
Who'd know?
Oh, look, it's you. Oh, yeah.
I think you made that up.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm in that at all, because I think I took that picture, actually.
You are. You're in the top right-hand corner with a very handsome young chap.
Oh, I can't see that from here.
No,
you
haven't got
your glasses. That's Shay
Serkin, isn't it? That's Shay Serkin.
Did you see the size of his...
I did indeed. That brought tears to my eyes, that did.
Ryan, it was seriously enormous.
Yeah, it was.
Titty you not, Ryan.
Yeah.
It was a burger, Ryan, at Elsie Mose Diner. If ever you're in Canterbury...
It was their challenge burger, isn't it?
It was, yeah. It was some fat Whopper challenge burger. It was that big. You can't see this on radio, of course, but my hands are very wide. And he actually took it home and his girlfriend ate it that night, and then they had more the next day. It just went on forever. But it was amazing. It was 100% beef.
I'm probably bigger than that.
yeah. But I think share one is the idea. I don't think even Paul Andrews could eat a whole one. My ribs went on for 4 days.
Your own ribs.
I took them home.
Your
Elsie Mose Diner ribs. they smoke their ribs for 8 hours. They've got their own smoker. They are amazing. They were really lovely. Listen, there's a pay-per-click introductory, and it's 10 to 4pm. Four members of the Kent Invicta Chamber, it's £150 plus VAT. If you're a non-member, it's £295. And in the course, you're going to... learn about pay-per-click, explain the theory behind it, and show how to navigate the dashboard and how you get started on putting it together, and campaigns to get you on the way to a successful AdWords account. This is on Thursday, the 24th of March. So if you think your business would get some value from the pay-per-click introductory, then contact Kent Invicta Chamber. And then there's an advanced course as well. So find out more about that by going on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
A little bit of tunage?
We're going to have a little bit of tunage.
What you got?
Well, I decided to play this because I was talking to Richard Fairbrass on Twitter last night.
Is it that lovely? Yes, that lovely Fred. Right Said Fred.
Deeply did
he? I love him.
Yeah.
You're talking to him.
Yeah.
Dippy about the fun we had. Deeply mad. Mad for the fun we had. Oh, my love. I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love. Let's set sail for seas of passion now. Deeply dippy about the way you walk. A contact sport. Let the neighbors talk. Deeply dippy, I'm your Superman. I'll explain, you're my lowest lane. Oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, let's set sail for seas of passion. Thank you.
dip about your Spanish eyes. Sierra smile, legs that go on for miles and miles. Oh, see those legs, man. Sail for seas of passion. Oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, so let's set sail for seas of passion now. I'm taking a hike to Tahiti.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk. Find suppliers and quote for work locally. Try us free until 1st of May 2016.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 1st. I'm going to read a comment. Well, Julie, did you just get a tweet from someone?
Yes. Hello, Marcus Christostomo, the best PR man in Kent.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Thank you, Marcus. Big shout out for you. I've also had a tweet.
You can see me shaking as she said that. That's what I do, darling.
I know, but he's kind of like getting it in the paper. You're more like complete thing, aren't you?
I actually excel in getting it.
That's a really good description of her.
She's a complete package.
Jules is a package. That you need say no more, Julie. You hit it on the head there. She is a right package. East King. East King College. We'd love a shout out, please, Vanilla Webb, ahead of our skills fair, which we're attending tomorrow, and it's being held at Discovery Park. So that's East Kent College, the lovely guys over there in Broadstairs, and they are going to a skills fair tomorrow at Discovery Park at Sandwich. So good luck with that.
There's a lot going on in Sandwich, isn't there?
There is at the moment. There's an awful lot, yeah.
I'm pleased.
The Grange at Bookham, a new listener, Vanilla Webb, happy March. Here at the Grange Centre, that's their Twitter handle, the Grange Centre, our mini enterprises include Grange Creations, Fudge, and Books Beyond Words.
Fudge?
Grange Creations, Fudge, and Books Beyond Words. It's probably difficult to...
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. From what I can tell from the tweet, they run a small mini enterprise centre somewhere, and they've got one or two businesses, which is a fudge business and a Book Beyond Words, and they're hoping to set up more. And we're going to find out more about them, because we're all going to follow them on the Twitter, and it's The Grange Centre, G-R-A-N-G-E, The Grange Centre, all one word. So do give them a follow.
Because you know that reading a book and chewing a lovely soft fudge go together very well, don't they?
Do they?
Don't they?
The Cooking Shed, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. We'd love a shout out for our new cookery school for adults and kids in West Wickham, opening on the 7th of May. The Cooking Shed launch at eventbrite.com. The Cooking Shed launch .eventbrite.com, or follow them on the Twitter, The Cooking Shed. What do you reckon? Cooking in a shed. Can't be bad.
I think it's probably a very nice shed.
I think it's probably
a Julie Rapp office pod.
Yeah.
Yes, I would think. Perfect.
There's a new hospital opened in Ashford. It's called One Ashford Hospital.
Yeah, I heard about that this morning.
Yeah, and it's an open day. Come and visit the new One Ashford Hospital, a new purpose-built private hospital, which is adjacent to the William Harvey NHS Trust Hospital. Leading specialist consultants and state-of-the-art equipment in a purpose-built private hospital, working with all recognised private medical insurance providers and also offering competitive self-pay rates. Events include free health checks, a chance to meet some of the team, and a tour of the facilities. If you're interested in visiting, please fill in your details and you can come and visit us. And you do that by going to their website, which is onehealthcare.co.uk. And the open day, which is free, is on the 3rd of March, which will be, what, Thursday? And it's from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. And it's in Kennington Road, Willsborough, in Ashford. So do go out and check that out.
Interesting, because I don't think, apart from the Chaucer in Canterbury, are there lots more?
Private hospitals, yeah, there's dozens.
Are there? Because I only really know about the Chaucer.
Well, there's a Springfield in Maidstone.
Good.
There's also Kim's.
Is it good?
Kim's is a world-leading centre in, they're a private brain hospital, and they're just building an oncology hospital next to Knockcuts at the Junction 7, the M20.
I think it's 7, and they've just applied to expand that.
It's a designated special scientific and medical enterprise area. It just got government status. Kim's built a specialist brain, I'm fairly sure they're brain specialist hospital, and brain and heart specialists, and they're
specialists.
Yeah, it's a very specialist private hospital, but they're also going to build an oncology department there as well. But the site in front of it has been designated for further development for scientific and medical research. Well, establishments.
It sounds awful, but I mean, I pay a huge amount for private medical care, but I wouldn't want to be without it, I have to say.
Well, I've seen your diet.
Once you've got it, you're too scared to live without it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you'll get something then if you cancel it.
Yeah. Western Hanger Castle, could we have a shout out, please, for our amazing Mother's Day afternoon this weekend? So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is actually SP Wedding Events. But if you type in Western Hanger Castle, you'll also find them.
Yes.
But it's SP Wedding Events, and find out about their afternoon tea, Mother's Day, and everything else that's going on by following them on the Twitter or looking at their website. Thank you all. Good. Do you know what?
Yes.
I think it's about time we started to talk to somebody sensible.
Let's.
But in lieu of that, we've only got our guests, so we'll go with them, huh? What do you reckon? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show the absolutely delightful and lovely and very well connected and very busy and very prominent businesswoman, Julie Anderson from RAP Office Contract, the Fit Out Construction and Design Specialist. Julie, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
Hello, glad to be here.
It's lovely to see you again. And Julie's accompanied by Mr. Ryan Clark.
Hello,
Ryan. Ryan is one of Julie's apprentices.
Yes, he is. We've got three, and Ryan's the chief at the moment because he's got the gold star.
So we're going to start off by talking to Ryan, I think, about your role as a digital marketing apprentice, because it's bigger than that now, isn't it? You're doing loads of other things as well as working for Julie as an apprentice. But why don't you start?
Man slave.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you start at the beginning and tell us about how you became involved with this mad woman in the first place, and what you do, and then how it's moved on from there?
Well, I started off where I just left sixth form. Right. And I didn't really know.
So without being rude, how old are you?
19.
19, okay.
And I just left sixth form. I had no idea really where I wanted to go. And then a friend referred me to a company called 3A, who did like apprenticeships.
Yeah, that's the number 3AAAA, isn't it? 3AAA. That's
like always
confusing. Yeah.
Three of them, 3As.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then from there, I sort of like looked into apprenticeships. So I was like, okay, there's something here. I can sort of earn what I learn. Mm. And it sort of like kicked. Started my journey.
Right, okay. So did you go along, 3AAA are in Maidstone.
Yeah.
They do have offices all over the country, actually, but they have an office in Maidstone, which I happen to know. So you went along to them and signed up for an apprenticeship package. Is that how it worked?
I sort of signed up online.
Right, okay.
They do have, like, the online CV you can send in. And then I got a call, because you can put your number on there.
Yeah.
And yeah, they gave me a call like, oh, we want to interview you.
Right.
And then they called me back saying we're quite interested, like we liked your CV.
Right.
And then until they sorted out like employment, I had to go to like employability sessions, which is where I like trained to be like interviewed.
Right, okay. And that's something that they provided for you?
Yeah.
So they gave you interview skills and presentation skills and things like that? Yep. Yeah. Cool. And then they put you in touch with RAP?
Indeed they did.
Well, actually, Paul, I've just realised we've got to thank you for this.
All right, OK, go on.
Haven't we?
You have. I wondered if you were going to remember.
I said to Paul a while ago, I'm hunting for a digital guy to help Emily because she's mad as a hatter and he's so busy with PR and social media and marketing and managing the website and all my life. And so she wanted a man slave, she calls him, but we know he works for a living. And I said to Paul, I don't know where to go because nobody seems to funnel young people through to businesses. And I was particularly looking for social media and website. And you said to me, have you tried 3A's? And I didn't know who they were. I thought they were like you, Jules, the battery people. And we hunted them down and then we contacted them and then they connected you and me. So actually, we probably owe Paul a holiday in Bermuda.
At least one, Julie, if not two. Absolutely.
Thank you. And you should say thank you to him.
No, absolutely.
Jobs in Kent, see? That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So basically, 3AAA put you in touch with Julie. She interviewed you. Couldn't find anyone better.
To put it politely, yeah.
She's so mean.
Oh, we're being so rude today, and there's no reason for it. You joined
but
the
Ryan
company.
But Ryan has taken it on the chin.
He's been very good about this, isn't he?
It's a righteous banner.
Yeah, he's put up with our nonsense, so we're going to get sensible now. So how long ago did you join Julie and RAP?
Oh, I must have said 7 or 8 months ago, I think, okay. Something like that. Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. And what I want to do, I want to talk to you about a number of aspects here, and then I want to move on to the other things that have happened to you. But I want to talk to you effectively about apprenticeships. For a start, how long is your apprenticeship program?
I think mine finishes around June, so it's like a total of 12 months.
Right, okay. Around then. Okay. And the way that it works is that you're getting paid to work.
Yeah.
You're also getting trained, presumably.
Yeah.
And who is providing that training? Is that 3AAA that are providing that?
It's sort of like a split down the middle. Like, there'd be once a month where I go to 3A and I sort of learn, like, I have to do, like, units or, like, some of the units. And on top of that, I've got Emily training me. Which,
right. Within the company. Yeah. Kind of like on-the-job training as well.
It's all, like, from two aspects. I get, like, training from both sides.
Brilliant. So basically, you get some formalised training workshops that you go away to do. You also get on-the-job training from someone that's working with you.
Yeah, so it's all like what you learn.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. So from your point of view, coming back to when you were in sixth form, and where did you go to school?
Valley Park.
Oh, Valley Park. I used to go there. It wasn't called Valley Park when I went there, though. It was called Vinders.
Wasn't it called Ballston when you were there?
No, it was a really good school. It was approved.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Approved.
Yeah.
It was Vinters Prison.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all changed since Ryan was there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it has. When I was there, it was a boys' school, and it's a co-educational school these days. Okay, so you're at Valley, whatever it's called, the Happy Valley. I always call it the Happy Valley Comprehensive. But that's a Chinese takeaway, isn't it?
I don't know, if you watch the TV film, they're all killing one another.
Yeah. So you were at the Valley Community School.
Yeah.
You were in the sixth form. So did you actually sit A levels?
I did. Well, BTEC level 3 and A levels.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So of course, a lot of people in the past then have been encouraged to go on to university.
Yeah. That was where the emphasis was.
Yeah. Exactly. So from your point of view, tell us what you were thinking at that point. So you're doing these BTECs and you're doing these A levels. Your teachers or whatever are all going, go to university, Ryan, go to university, become an astronaut, become a doctor or whatever. How were you thinking about it? What were you thinking at the time?
As soon as I saw UCAS, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to uni. As soon as I heard like the word debt, it was like flashing in my head. Yeah. Nope, not going. You
absolutely
can't make me.
Yeah.
And then I started considering like full-time employment.
Right.
And I started like looking around. I actually used Jobs in Kent.
Just cool. Like. Good boy.
And then as soon as sixth form finished, that's when it just happened. Like my friend happened to refer me to 3A.
Right.
And
you were off and running.
Yep.
And that's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? And I'm assuming you don't regret that.
Oh, no regrets whatsoever.
Absolutely, quite right. And it's taken a long time for apprenticeships to get the recognition that they deserve, because we have tried to gear everybody to acquiring a massive debt and going to university, even those that it doesn't suit. It's been quite a turnaround to try to get people to understand the benefit of doing an apprenticeship. But the benefits are huge, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You're getting paid. Instead of running up a debt, you're getting paid. You're learning something that's got value in the future. And, you know, you can still go and have a good time and do stuff and learn stuff and grow and develop as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd say with uni, it's kind of like the opposite. Well, I don't mean like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, for me, I'm gaining that experience in a workplace. Mm. So it's not like I'm going in there completely blindfolded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas if I went to uni and then just suddenly started employment, I would have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You are absolutely right. Those people that graduate from university have to start all over again when they get into the world of work, and they have to learn the world of work, because the world of work is not like a university. It's radically different. You're absolutely right. I want to move on past that a little bit now, Ryan, because I believe you've also got a bit of a role that you've kind of taken on as an ambassador.
I may have.
Why don't you tell us what that role is, how you got it, what it involves, and why, basically?
How I got it, I have really no idea. I just sort of, like, got the call from 3A one day, and it was like, yeah, we'd like you to be ambassador. And then, like, they came in, filmed, like, a case study video, which I think they're still getting, like, the blog and that ready for.
Right, but, okay.
I pretty much have to just talk about my journey whenever there's like an event going on with 3A in there.
Right, okay.
And yeah, so, pretty much what it entails.
So basically, they videoed you. Yeah. They've written a blog about your journey from sixth form to running RAP for them.
Well.
Yeah, no, we'll go with that. And basically, they're now using that as a promotional tool to encourage other people to think about apprenticeships as an alternative. Is that the way
it
works?
Yeah,
cool. Which is really cool. And are you enjoying that role, that ambassador role?
I'm trying to keep modest.
But fame, it's fame.
He's got chains around his neck.
I want to let it go
limousine
to my head.
Yeah.
He's so chilled at work that we're all the ones excited about it.
Right.
And we're going, oh, Ryan, you're on the video. Da-da-da-da-da. But he's like, yeah, Ryan.
And this is Julie, the CEO of Rap Office, talking then.
Yeah, we're all excited. And yeah. We share the video, and he hears himself playing on the computers all the time.
I hide.
But it's really changed you as a person, though, hasn't it? The getting into work quickly.
Well, before, remember, like, my first, like, few weeks, especially, I was, like, silent, pretty much just sat in a corner.
It's quite daunting, though, isn't
it? It is, yeah, daunting. Of course it is. And that's fully understandable. You know, when you come into a new environment, it's always daunting. You don't know what to expect. Yeah, you don't know how to conform. You don't know how to, you know, behave, if you want, for want of a better term, because you don't know what's expected of you. So it's always daunting when you start something new, which I guess is one of the reasons why, having gone through that process, your personality started to come out, and, you know, you're now feeling comfortable with what you're doing, and you're growing in the work that you're doing. To then actually use you as an ambassador is the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, people that were in a similar position to you 8 or 9 months ago and are sitting there going, ooh, I don't know what to do. Yeah. They go, have a look at Ryan. You know, this is what Ryan did. This is what Ryan's journey was like. This is why it's worked for Ryan, and this is why it could work for you, presumably.
Yeah, I've gone from being quiet, and now you can't shut me up.
But that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Getting confidence. It's confidence, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely it is. It's all about confidence. So, Ryan...
He doesn't make the tea enough, though.
No, that's the trouble with the...
I had the same problem with Paul Andrews.
That's the trouble with the youth of today. They don't make tea. No. So, what do you do, Ryan? Talk us through the kind of work that you're doing and the kind of things that you're learning about within your role as a digital marketing apprentice.
Analytics stuff that you do.
Usually my typical day starts off with updating the keyword report, which is where we have like a selection of keywords to promote the website.
Right.
And we'll see how we're ranking on Google.
Right.
And then from there, I'd go to analytics, see how our popular pages are doing. And then from there, I'd start drafting stuff for Twitter.
Right.
And like all the social media, like they were promoting. And after that, I'm usually working on a case study video or a blog or something like that.
He's also got a very good radio voice.
He has.
Thank you.
Are you writing the blogs yourself, or are you sourcing material for the blogs? How's that working?
I usually start with research, so like kind of going through like a lot of like .gov sites if it's like that kind of information.
Yep.
And then once like my first draft's done, I usually send it over to like Emily just so she can double check.
Yeah.
And then I'd get some improvements for that. And then the final barrier is Julie.
She's always been the final barrier, really, to be honest. Cool. And you're enjoying the work?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Fantastic. Ryan, that's really brilliant. And I know that, you know, different things suit different people. But on the whole, would you recommend your contemporaries or, you know, the year below you now coming along that an apprenticeship is something that they should look at?
Oh, definitely. At least, like, consider it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know a lot of, like, schools tend to...
They still push people towards the university.
Like, still, like, look on that end, because it might be for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Ryan, thank you so much for telling us about your journey.
Thank you for having me.
Many congratulations on getting the gig, to start with, in what is a very good company.
Oh, yeah.
But also on your appointment as an ambassador, because it's really important that we help others up the ladder. Once you're on the ladder, it's to help the next lot up onto the ladder.
Can I ask one little question, which is how, because of your age, how do you cope with transport, getting to and from work and appointments?
Honestly, I get a lift.
That's good to know. But so you're able to get a lift daily?
Yeah.
And you do walk to work as well, don't
sometimes,
you?
Sometimes, if I can be bothered.
It doesn't live far from the
office. No, so it's...
Because that is a problem that Paul and I have often mentioned on the show, that, you know, if you're under a certain age, you haven't got a car, transport around Kent is still...
Well, Kent is still can still be quite rural, especially out here on the marsh, and transport is a bit non-existent, really. There's no bus services or whatever. Mm. So it can be difficult in certain parts of the county. That's absolutely true.
I'm saving up for a tuk-tuk.
What the hell is that?
Tuk-tuk. It's what I rode about in Delhi.
It's, she's just showing off. She's been in India and she likes to bring it up and every now and again.
Tuk-tuk. It's
a three-wheel motorised rickshaw.
That you whiz around. Well, you see them in London, don't you now?
Yeah,
there are some. Rickshaw things. Yeah. Cool. Ryan, thank you for that. Really brilliant. I want to kind of talk to Julie now and open it up into talking some more about RAP. And what you lovely folks are up to in RAP. We've been looking at pictures of pods earlier.
We like a pod.
We like a pod. We certainly do like a pod. But you're kind of being brought in to do some slightly different things these days, are you not?
Yes, we are. Just before I tell you about that, though, we have got two other apprentices.
Right.
And Marcus is our multi-tradesman who wanted to just be... someone who continued on the tools.
Right, okay.
Really. So he wanted to learn painting, decorating, flooring, door hanging, everything. So we wrote our own apprenticeship program for him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Exceptional idea.
And we've got somebody to assess him, and they have been brilliant. The thing that precluded us from getting any funding, but that's not why we took Marcus on, but it does help smaller companies when you do need a little bit of funding to help to go towards it if, you know, you're struggling but you need more help. But Marcus, he's just qualified in his multi-trades thing, and he's now gone through a special qualification to run sites. And so he's actually now SSS qualified to run sites for us. So that's really bringing him on, and he can supervise other trades, which is a bit of a bigger step for him.
Cool.
But you have to watch out for the funding, because when you write your own type of thing, you can't then always get the funding.
Right, okay.
And then we've got Connor, who comes to us every day from Medway on a bus.
Wow.
So he travels problems on Bluebell Hill and all the way through Maidstone just to get to us for 9. He has to leave his house, I think, about 7.
Right.
And he's a trainee QS. An estimator.
What's the QS?
Quantity spare.
Thank you.
So he's, you know, we've got three all doing completely different things.
Right.
But, you know, all young people, and it's really good to get young people in your business.
Absolutely. Did Emily originally join you as an apprentice?
She didn't go through an apprenticeship scheme.
Right.
I just trained her myself.
Right, okay.
And she'll have to tweet if I've got that wrong now, but Emily, put me right if I'm wrong. I don't think she went through an apprenticeship scheme, but she did do a diploma in digital marketing.
Cool.
So she's gone through that, and actually Ryan and I kind of backpacked on that, didn't we? We watched what she was doing and learned stuff ourselves.
Right.
So she came from actually working in a pub. But it was just like her passion for social media,
yeah,
and
sure,
talking a lot, which we have to can sometimes. We don't give her sugar. She's one of those girls.
Ah, right, okay.
But she's really good at what she does, and she warranted Ryan, so that's a good team there.
Fabulous.
But the other stuff we're doing, we are really helping clients at the moment who are looking for space, or don't know whether their existing space will accommodate them to grow. And there's a lot of growth in Kent, a hell of a lot of
there
growth.
There is, and not a lot of space.
No, and this is the problem. All the commercial spaces where people are coming out of, there's a new ruling that's been extended now by the government that that can go to residential without too much planning applications. So lots of landlords are changing it to residential, which is creating more and more flats, which will create more and more parking problems. But, you know, let's get...
And less and less places to work, because there's no offices.
Nowhere to work. So places now, I find that companies now are not going to necessarily think about moving too much, because that's going to be a real hassle for them. It's going to cost more, and they're going to have to go further out, which staff don't want to do. So really, they've got to make the best of what they've got. So it's feasibility studies on their existing space, how we can maximise that. Can we put a mezzanine in their building that would create more space? Can we look at different options on which branches that they've got? Say if they've got three branches and they're saying, can we maximise Canterbury office, or can we maximise Ashfield office? Which one is going to give us the best value? I mean, clients that do move about, we are looking at their space for them, writing feasibility studies, which, you know, is needs to be in English. They don't want to know a load of old waffle.
Yep.
They want to know, is this going to be good for me in the long term? Is it going to allow me to sustain another 10% growth or 30% growth?
Right.
How could you plan that and show me how that's going to work? And so design is a very busy job in RAP at the moment.
Absolutely.
Where a lot of stuff is just done on pitching and scopes and ideas, and you might have to do four or five options just to help people make the right choice.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess within a fixed area of space, the way that you lay it out, the way that you occupy it, has a tremendous effect on how many people you can get in there, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you mentioned putting in mezzanines and stuff like that, but sometimes you don't have the option to do that.
No.
But I'm assuming, I don't know, and I'm kind of asking, but in all the years I work, especially in big corporates, when I first started work, you know, everybody used to have their own office in a fixed kind of office block. And then we went to those cubicle things where you had these huge cubicle farms where everybody worked in a cubicle. You know, which were kind of temporary structures. And then all that went and you just went into big open plan offices. I mean, presumably there are different ways of planning that and using that space.
Yeah. So lots of offices now are going for the smaller desks, say 1200 or 1400, as opposed to 1600, 1800 size desks.
Yep.
Get rid of the right-handed and left-handed desks, which just take up a lot of space.
Mm.
Go for a PC pole coming out of your desk, so that gets the PC and the screen straight off the desk, so you've got more desk space.
Right.
But go for the smaller desks, create a hot desking situation.
Yep.
So actually, people might be out for the day and anyone can go to anyone's desk.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got people that you can accommodate at home working, just get the IT all set up and that should be fine. You can have meetings from home. I mean, I know one CEO that we've placed at home and he's had a glass pod put in his garden.
Right.
So he works from home, does voice calls and Skype meetings.
Yep.
So he's out the way, which has freed up his big fat old office, and a few people have gone in there, and it just creates more versatile working and actually saves on the travel.
Yep.
We've created something for McIntyre Hudson, who've just gone into Maidstone in Victoria Court on the one-way system, and they were all about, we've got people traveling everywhere all over the place to see clients. How can we save money, get people coming into this office and getting clients come to us? And by clever creative planning and the right use of desks and storage lockers, you can just pull your locker out and that's your desk on wheels as effect for the day. And if you're not in that day, it's all safely packed away. No one's using your stapler or whatever.
Right.
But the other thing is breakout areas. They're not just now for sitting and eating your lunch. People want them as kind of work type booths.
Mm.
And so you can have that because you can take it to a pod type booth. It's got no top to it, and it's not glass, but it's fabric, and it's got acoustic quality in it. So you can sit in there, have your lunch, do some work, because we don't all need to be on our computers anymore. We can all be on the laptop or
phone.
Yeah, it's anything. Tablet, so you don't actually always need your desk all day long. I could do most of my work from a train.
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe I'll do that, just travel up and down the railways all day. But there's a lot more versatility of getting people to work efficiently and make more space, really.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. Do you know, I do more work on my phone than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I never use my computer in the office, ever. I mean, I can't remember when I last used that. I've got computers at home, which I use in the evening, but during the day when I'm out and about, I do everything on my phone.
Yeah. Well, actually, when you're at your desk trying to work, it's easily distracted because people are constantly coming up to you.
Yeah.
So the iPad has made the world much better.
Mm.
But, of course, we are all slightly addicted now. Mm. But if you've got a big car parking area or some grassland outside your office, we could put a pod on there and two people can go out there. Or it's an office that if you need quiet, you can go out and work there. So there's loads of furniture and ideas that you can...
We've got people tweeting in, because I just said about your little pod, is there room for my dog in there? So now they're saying that they think you can make a bespoke dog pod.
Well, dog pod. Yes.
For me and my dog.
Oh, how big's your dog?
Not that big. Oh, she's a dippet. So she's a...
A dippet?
Yeah. She's a cross between a whippet and a Doberman.
I've never seen one of those.
I made it up.
Oh.
But she is a cross between... She's a dippet. She could be a Woberman.
Someone would be out there breeding that now. I've got an old English sheepdog, so I don't think he'll fit in a dog pod.
No, absolutely.
Might fit in a nice £12,000 glass pod.
She always sits by my feet when I work, and I love it.
Mine does.
You know, it's really sweet. If you were in a glass pod, you'd have special shades for the sun, would you? So that you
didn't
get hot.
It's got a reflective glass in it, but they come with heating and air extract.
Extract. I'd definitely like to get my husband in one of those.
Are you talking about external pods, you know, outdoor
those pods that can go outdoors, can be indoors. They're the same.
Sure. Yeah.
It's the same.
And you can have revolving ones. So if you've got a nice view, you can have them that revolve.
That might be a lot of money.
Yes, it will be.
The typical jewels,
That might be an ideal home show thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have it on wheels and somebody turn it around.
Oh, well, we've got ones on wheels. So if academies need to have six youngsters kind of break out for some space, they're acoustic. I think Emily's tweeted one today, but they're great because sometimes you don't have 20 children to take an exam. You don't need a whole classroom, but these are acoustic pods. You can get in and out from both sides, but it's like being in a mobile telephone booth in a way.
Just don't put it at the top of a hill.
Yeah, don't roll down.
Just going back to a standard type of pods, if you were going to have one at home in the garden, for instance, what's the rules on planning permission for things like that?
Oh, well, you don't need it
right in
the garden, because it's a bit like a shed. Unless you're in a conservation area or grade two listed, I presume, you wouldn't need it. But just out on your patio, and actually it's like an external conservatory as well, because you could take your friends out there for a glass of wine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to look like a desk. Mm. And you can sit in that, and then when you move, you take it with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the best thing for offices. Yeah, you can take it with you. And they come in all shapes and sizes.
I'm just kind of thinking aloud, and I know you and I have talked about pods quite often, because there's some funky stuff on the market. Mm. And if you buy a pod, you can take it with you. Is there an option to lease or rent these kind of things as well?
Yes, you can lease them easily. We've got a finance company that... we can recommend clients too. I mean, there's probably loads out there, but we just know these people just do it.
Yeah.
There's no problem. You can lease it, and they've got a really, really good resale value.
Right.
Really good, like 90% resale value.
Right,
it's massive.
Cool. Fantastic stuff. So there's loads of things going on in the design world.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Julie. Office space in Kent, especially, is at an absolute premium in most parts of Kent. Really difficult to come across and getting less and less, but companies are growing. So it's something that all of us need to look at.
Yeah, Maidstone is a problem, although we have got probably more available office space than somewhere like Canterbury, and yet Canterbury's on such a growth at the moment.
Yeah, it's...
And as you know, with your Fruitworks...
Yep.
100 people queuing at the door on the desk.
Yeah, and I happen to know that some of the one or two of the current office spaces that offer multiple occupancy office space have both applied for planning permission for residential. Yeah. So
It's a problem. And Ashford is really on the up as well at the moment. There is a lot of development going on there for commercial space, so that's good. But,
but it stands to reason with what's happening in London that we're, you know, we're so close that there's going to be a spill out, isn't there? And the commuting, the price of commuting to London.
We've just designed a big pod for Ebbsfleet Station.
Right, okay.
For the big Paramount. No, not Paramount.
Yeah, Paramount Park.
Paramount, yeah. With the big development there where they need to get the public on side for the potential planning that's going to happen. Yeah. And it's really exciting. The pod is...
You see, if you commute from Ebbsfleet into London to work,
well,
it's
great,
it's £9, though, just to park.
But if you lived in Ebbsfleet in the new glass development apartments that are coming,
you wouldn't need to commute.
Wonderful. Yeah. Walk to the station.
Yeah.
Look at my pod when it goes in, and go to France and work.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
Buy some snails from Made in Kent, lady.
Don't bring anybody back in your case. Don't bring anyone.
Ginny, we could talk about this forever, but sadly we're kind of running out of time. Give us a shout for your website and Twitter handles and all that kind of stuff so that people can find out more about the fabulous work that you guys do and can follow you on the Twitter. And you guys, and I guess this is part of Ryan's work here as well, is you guys tweet out loads of really interesting stuff, not just about the work you do, but all kinds of design stuff and office space stuff and blogs and what have you. So it's really worth following your accounts. But give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle.
Website is rapinteriors.com.
That's RAP.
RAP. And the Twitter, where you can get lots of tips and ideas and you can ask us our questions and we'll answer them all honestly, is at RAP Office, at Rap Office.
Fantastic. Ryan, Julie, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you. Do stay
with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, the lovely folks from RAP Office Contracts Design and Fit Out, thank you very much.
Nigel.
I've got an email here from Eleanor, the charity.
Rigby?
No, Eleanor, the charity. Eleanor has benefited from part of an £844,182 donation raised by BlackRock. City-based asset management company BlackRock has raised £844,182 for Eleanor. Yeah. And four other children's hospices in London as part of a consortium of children's hospices across London called CHAL. It is in its most successful charity collaboration to date. BlackRock launched its charity partnership with CHAL in September 2014, initially set up for 12 months. The partnership was extended to December 2015. The £844,000 raised exceeds the £500,000 target and engaged more than 300 BlackRock employees in volunteering. The partnership saw staff put on a number of fundraising events, such as the BlackRock Rowathon, a five-a-side football tournament at Leighton Orient, and a trial by trivia citywide quiz. They also organise their own challenges, such as a Mount Kilimanjaro trek and a cycle ride from Venice to Rome.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah, many staff members from BlackRock also took part in the final hour appeal, where they simply donated an hour of their salary, and this alone raised £33,000. Wow.
That's amazing. Incredible. Yep.
Staff were also encouraged to support the partnership by using their two company-sponsored charity days to volunteer, and some helped out at the Eleanor Christmas and Easter parties, as well as at Friday Fun Club and family drop-ins. So massive, massive thanks to city-based asset management company BlackRock for raising all that money on behalf of Eleanor. Eleanor, for those that don't know, are a Kent-based charity that provide end-of-life care for young people at home.
Incredibly important.
Very, very important. And the cost of running that charity is huge, I happen to know, many, many millions of pounds.
Yeah.
So raising nearly £1 million in donations is a fabulous, fabulous achievement. Jules, you can read one quick email and then we're going to go to the mid-show break, I think.
Okay. Just to say that coming up after two, we've got Fiona Kirk, who's the best-selling author. You can find her on at Fat Bust Forever. We've got Laura's Ball, which is raising money for Breast Cancer Kent. It's on Saturday the 8th of October, so this is a diary date, at Leeds Castle, which is an amazing venue. Breast Cancer Kent is a local charity and it funds the art equipment for the breast care units of Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells Hospitals. So they are having this amazing ball. I'm going to read out details of how you can contact Helen Teer, who is running this ball. And so you need to contact her and find out about it. I'm reading out her mobile, so you might want to get a pen ready. But it's got you can sponsor, part sponsor the Laura's ball. And the names will appear on all the literature, etc. And that costs £1,500. And you'll get regular references, they say, will be made by the auctioneer and master of ceremonies. You can host the reception drinks. You can host the reception drinks with the table for the evening as well. There'll be a three-course dinner for eight, followed by auction, raffle, magician, music by the Blues Brothers, little brother, and disco until 1 a.m, Paul Andrews.
Wow.
We love a disco, don't we?
I love a disco.
Yeah. You can also host the reception drinks. So there's lots of ways that you can get involved with Laura's Ball. So
fantastic.
You can contact them on 07736 649